live that fantasy. Oh, good to hear that. Lord Royals on Radio 1. It's Alice Levine. Coming up, it is the official chart show with Jameela Jamil, and she's going to pop in for a little chat and tell us what's going on with that. Haven't seen her in a little while. Wish her Happy New Year. Also got music on the way from Jessie Ware and Sigma, but right now it's time for the latest news with Tamsin Kent at 3:30.
Listen.
Watch.
Share.
This
is BBC
Radio 1.
Ched Evans is being offered a new contract.
Newsbeat.
Ex-Sheffield United striker Ched Evans, who served time for rape, is expected to sign for Oldham Athletic tomorrow. Last month, the team denied they were about to offer him the chance to train with them or a contract. Here's Newsbeat's Tracy Ollerinshaw.
The 26-year-old has struggled to find a new club since leaving jail last October. He had been back in training with Sheffield United, but they faced criticism from high-profile sponsors, including Olympic champion Jessica Ennis-Hill, to drop him. The Professional Footballers Association have confirmed they've been in talks with a League One club, and it's thought Evans will sign for Oldham tomorrow.
Coast Guard's looking for 8 people on a cargo ship which capsized off the coast of Scotland, so the chances of finding survivors are very slim. The boat's now sunk and the sea search has been called off. The families of the Polish and Filipino crew have been told. Stuart Taylor's from the RNLI.
If they had managed to get into rafts or into the water, they would have been found by now. There's a massive search actually been taking place, but we should keep our hopes open.
A teenager's been charged with supplying ecstasy tablets, which could be linked to 4 deaths over Christmas. 3 men died in Suffolk and another in Shropshire could also be connected to the bad batch of pills. Adrian Lubecki, who's from Ipswich, will appear in court tomorrow. Doctors say the next few days are a crucial time for a British nurse who's being treated for Ebola at a hospital in London. Pauline Kafaki, who was infected while working in Sierra Leone, is now in a critical condition.
Newsbeat.
Newsbeat.
Sheffield United have caused the shock of the FA Cup third round so far. The League One side beat Premier League QPR 3-0 at Loftus Road.
They're looking to invest further, and here is Jamal Campbell-Rice. Keeper is flawed. Campbell-Rice can seal it. 3-0 the Blades. They are through in style.
Crystal Palace beat non-league Dover 4-0. Patrick Van Aanholt marking his return from injury by giving Sunderland their 1-0 victory over Leeds. Elsewhere, Sheffield Wednesday are 1-0 up against Manchester City. Aston Villa are playing Blackpool. Southampton are against Ipswich, and Stoke are playing Wrexham, all goalless so far. And Yeovil are just kicking off against Manchester United. Here's Yeovil's manager, Gary Johnson.
It don't get much better than that, of course, and I've had some big games over the years, but this is obviously up there. A one-off game against Man United in the FA Cup. That's the draw that everybody wants.
This is Newsbeat. There's more online.
Thanks, Tamsin.
This is Alice Levine.
One.
This is
BBC.
BBC Radio 1.